We have some more news stories now, including how the council is looking to offload some of its property and a creative hub could see Wensum Lodge revamped. But first, beware Phil the fearsome pheasant.
He may look elegant as he struts the streets, but a stalking pheasant dubbed Phil is making feathers fly in a quiet estate in Cossey. He has been lingering around Charlotte Road since the end of December, and attacks to date include drawing blood from a postman's face, chasing cars along with pecking, and jumping at residents. Sonia Bolton, 28, who has lived on the estate for 5 months, said, "It seems to be the postman that he really doesn't like. He's also followed my husband across the estate, and he has stalkerish tendencies. He likes to watch. He will sit at the end of my driveway and walk me around to the front door. The bird fluffs up the resident's feathers throughout the day before retreating back to the woodland in the evening."
3 weeks of work on a roundabout on Norwich's Ring Road will start with drivers and cyclists warned to brace themselves for disruption. Council bosses only completed 9 months of work on Norwich's Dereham Road / Sweetbriar Road roundabout in June last year, but £25,000 already needs to be spent to fix it. The roundabout was made bigger through £1.6 million of work with the goal of cutting congestion and reducing journey times, and highway bosses say the changes have sped up traffic. But repairs are needed because lorry trailers have been running over a section of angled kerb on the roundabout, which gives access to maintenance vehicles. That has loosened the material used to reinforce the roundabout, so council bosses want to spend the £25,000 to replace a concrete ring as replacement reinforcement.
A home familiar to Norwich City football fans is among a string of properties Norfolk County Council is looking to offload. The council is looking to sell off £10 million of land and buildings and reduce its spending on property by more than £4 million as it tries to plug a multi-million pound funding gap. And the Carrow Bridge House, which has stood next to Carrow Bridge near the Canaries ground since the 1920s, is among the latest properties and sites that councillors will be asked to put up for sale. County Hall previously applied to Norwich City Council for permission to knock down the home, which was once the Bridgemaster's house for Carrow Bridge. But planning officers at City Hall refused to grant permission. They said demolition would cause harm to the wider conservation area, which includes the medieval boom tower on the opposite side of the river. In turning down demolition permission, officers at Norwich City Council said, "The house appears serviceable." County councillors will be asked at a meeting of the Business and Property Committee to sell the building.
A former healthcare worker at Norwich Prison who admitted having a relationship with an inmate has been jailed. Jane Walker, aged 45, had worked as a healthcare professional for Virgin Healthcare at the Knox Road Jail since 2015. Norwich Crown Court heard that she committed an offence of misconduct in a public office following a relationship she had with a prisoner between May and September 2017. Sentencing Walker to 6 months imprisonment, Judge Catherine Moore said the offence was so serious that, to quote, "only immediate custody is justified."
Norwich's Wensum Lodge could be set for a revamp if proposals to turn it into a creative hub for the city get the go-ahead, and the money for the transformation can be found. The King Street venue has been the base for Norfolk's adult education services for more than 40 years, but bosses at Norfolk County Council say the use of it has declined in recent years. And so, with the help of Hudson Architects, they have come up with a vision of how it could be turned into a creative hub, pending surveys and feasibility studies to ensure a realistic picture of potential costs. While the council would continue to provide adult education courses there, new shared spaces will allow small creative and arts organisations and community groups to use the site. The council says that short-term rental space for start-up creative and arts organisations and potentially spaces for exhibitions and shops would bring in money to offset the £350,000 it currently costs the council to run the centre. The possibility of using outdoor areas to host craft markets or outdoor performances will also be explored. Funding for the project will also be sought from organisations such as the Heritage Lottery Fund, New Anglia Local Enterprise Partnership, Arts Council England and the Crafts Council.
Few would deny the power of dogs to cheer and calm people in even the foulest of moods. And a Norwich university is set to test this theory by bringing in some four-legged friends to help boost students' well-being. Dog walking is one new initiative being introduced by the University of East Anglia after it received £12,000 of funding to tackle mental health problems through physical activity. The money from Sports England will develop UEA plus Sport to develop three new programmes for the university's 17,000 strong student population, including giving people the chance to walk dogs in groups around the campus. Further walks will also be organised in places such as Cromer and Thetford Forest to allow students to explore more of Norfolk. Ollie Gray, Activities and Opportunities Officer at UEA Student Union, said, "University can be a stressful time for students, with many feeling pressure from academic deadlines, financial worries and being away from home for the first time. Last year, in the largest study of its kind, the British Active Student Survey concluded that students who are more physically active would have better mental well-being and attain higher academic grades."
The second feature is written by Derek James and takes a look at a trade which once provided work for thousands of men and women in Norfolk and Norwich. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.